Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I've literally carried a girl out of a venue before. I'm like, you're not doing that. Let's go.
Was it me?
No, it wasn't you. Do you know what's even funny? You're so much taller than me that I'd be like dragging your legs across the floor.
I know, you'd just be like this.
Welcome back to another episode of Girls Know Nothing. Today's guest found fame on Channel 4's reality TV show, The Circle. Since then, she's followed her passion for music and has become a well-established DJ. Sian Owen regularly plays for the likes of Studio 338, Ministry of Sound, and at music festivals. Sian has also gone on to guest mix on radio, created sounds for brands on TikTok, and has been part of longer campaigns. Sian also is releasing her very first single in the middle of March, so welcome to the studio, Sian. You originally started on reality TV.
Yeah.
On The Circle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just asking you to explain it to me because I know what it is, but I don't at the same time.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. To be honest, it was a complete like fluke situation.
Yeah.
Even though I believe that like, not to sound too spiritual, but all my stars are aligned and I'm meant to do everything. And, you know, I wouldn't have done it if I wasn't supposed to do it. But, and it's got me to where I am today in a sense. But yeah, I don't know. It was a mad experience. I was 20, like young and at uni and working in Topshop and wanting to be a fashion designer.
Oh, wow. I've never imagined that.
Why? Because my fashion's bad.
No, I'm joking. Shunting me out already. We're like 5 seconds
shit,
into the
my
recording.
Outfit.
No, I meant like just because I always like, because you're a DJ, I always thought you music. Always wanted to do music.
Yeah, yeah. Like even though that I'm on my path now with music, it like my soul is like, this is where I was always supposed to be. I feel like I'm very much like I tried everything as a kid. Like I was doing karaoke, motocross, like dancing. I also
could not imagine you doing
everything.
Motocross.
Yeah, I mean, I love motocross. It's like, that's a weird one. But I think it was just like, I knew I was always going to be a creative person. But yeah, just, I don't know. I liked fashion. I wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to do that. So I just went to uni and did it and got out of my small town where I was from and moved to London and then got scouted to go on The Circle. And obviously it had never existed before. So it was a new show.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, this is not a bit of me. I think I had probably, I don't know, 400 followers on Instagram. And the only pictures on there were like me at raves with my mates. Like with sunglasses on, like gun fingers, like, you know, proper, like really, really private person.
Yeah.
And my mum was like, just go for the interview. It sounds fun. Like, do it. You're a bubbly girl. And I was like, mum, no. Like,
yeah.
And then as soon as they said that Maya Jama was presenting it, I was like, I might want to do this. Because I really like loved Maya and respected her and thought she was amazing. And I thought, the show's going to be good if she's going to present it. Like, this is not going to be some like shit show, even though it was quite shit. It was still, you know, an amazing experience. It wasn't about love. It wasn't like, I wasn't going to go on and shag on TV.
Yeah.
It was like
every parent's little like worry, isn't it, really?
Yeah. It was just a fun experience. Do you know what I mean? It was like, if you're asking what it was about, it was literally like, we went in an apartment block never met each other, lived in different rooms, and some people were catfishes and some people weren't.
Do you get told who's a catfish?
No, you have to kind of figure it out. It's like the point of the game, I guess.
So can you decide you want to be a catfish?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So the winner was pretending to be his girlfriend the whole time. Yeah.
But that, imagine if you were texting someone thinking it was this really fit girl.
Well, it happened in the show.
Yeah.
So a guy called Dan, he like fancied Kate, who was actually Alex. I know.
That would suck so much.
I know.
It makes such good TV, but deep down you'd be like, I've been texting a man the whole time.
and yeah, no, it was mad. Like, I'm not going to lie, it was mad. There was a few situations like that. You'll have to watch it. It's still on Channel 4. I look mad different. You probably wouldn't even recognise me.
I probably have watched you on it, but not made the connection
of
that
the
it's
two.
You.
A lot of people do that. But then people, sometimes if they have seen The Circle, they're like, recognise your voice. And it takes them a minute, you know. I've grown up now. I got my teeth done, you know.
It's the first thing anyone does after TV.
I got a bit of composite. Not that my teeth were mad before, but you just compared to what you looked like when you was 20.
Yeah,
like I look like a different person.
But how did you transition from wanting to do fashion to now going into music?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's a bit of a mad story. So yeah, I finished the first year of uni. I was on a really good track and then I got scouted to do The Circle and said to my teachers, listen, I'm going to go on reality TV for the year. And they was like, of course you are. You know, I was always a bit of a character. And I said, I'm going to defer my degree because I was doing really well at uni and I didn't want to just give it up.
Yeah, of course.
So I deferred it and then I did the show and then lived like, you know, brand trips and I was like active on the scene for the year. And then when I realised like, I don't want to be, you know, an influencer or a content creator, like this isn't really like feeding my soul. I'm a bit bored, being honest.
Yeah.
I want to go back and do my degree. So I went back to uni, but I was very much like, I don't know, I guess still building my platform organically. And I was just like posting when I went out and I was, I don't know, kind of enjoying it along the side of doing my degree. And then I got asked to go on a radio station to talk about my experience on The Circle.
Okay.
And they said like, you're really good. Like you can talk. And I was like, oh, I've got a face for radio. And they said, no, but you're good. Like you're natural hosting or whatever. Have you ever thought about being a radio presenter? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. Like, I love music. I've got such a passion with music. And my mum used to say I was a mini little jukebox when I was a kid. Like, I'd know songs from all different eras and, like, remember all the lyrics and shit. And then, yeah, they offered me my own show on radio.
Oh, wow, literally like that?
Yeah, yeah. It was mental. And then I just found myself, like, trying to work out the decks and...
Yeah.
Going into the studio after every single radio show. And I'd just say to people, how does this work? Like, I need to figure this out. This is amazing. And I just took a genuine interest in it. And then I just said to people, like, I'm going to learn to DJ. Like, I want to do this. And everyone was like, oh, please.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like, seriously? Like, no, Sean. And I was like, no, I really want to learn. Like, I don't want to be a DJ. I don't want to learn to become whatever. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. But, like, I actually love it.
Just out of interest.
Just to do it, to learn that amazing skill. Like, in my head, the thought of being able to mix two songs together and like just mix to myself at my house all night, that in my head I'm thinking, this is sick. Like, I need to learn this.
It's, do you know what it is? It's one of those cliche things. Like, I've not necessarily had it with women, but when lads, like when you're in sick form, whatever, and they're like, I'm going to learn to DJ. And they like take their decks with the lads' trips, why beef or whatever. And you're just like,
yeah, you're like, please.
When boys say they're DJs.
Yeah, like I never really did it for that, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I did it because like, I actually just, it was weird. Like, I've never really had it with anything before. I just found myself like, oh my God, I was so interested in it. And I was good at it. Like, I learned really quick and I taught myself. I had a few lessons with Jords, big up Jords. She runs Girls Can't DJ and she's an amazing, respected DJ in the industry now. She's doing unbelievable things. And she like gave me a couple of lessons here and there. And then we went into lockdown and I just drove my neighbours like insane. I'm honestly surprised I didn't get evicted.
I was going to say, like, I would not have wanted to be your neighbour during lockdown.
Honestly, I feel sorry for them. Like, it was constantly like just playing music on the decks. And it came really natural to me. Like, it just came really, really natural. And I loved it. Like, that's all I wanted to do was just be on them decks and learn to DJ and smash it and be really technically good at it. And then when we come out of lockdown, I got my first gig on Carnaby Street.
Oh, wow.
For Sophie T, the artist.
Yeah.
Big shout out to her. She's amazing and supported me from the beginning. And I DJed for her like store opening on Carnaby Street. And I was like, oh my God, I'm actually like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, I was really like,
you just picked up a hobby and now you're doing it.
It just really did fall into it. And then honestly, it's just been like one after the other. And I do really believe in the timing of it as well. The timing, like, time is of the essence. You know what I mean? It was like beautiful timing with everything because it all just felt right. And as I was coming away from, like, I finished my degree and got my degree, and as I was stepping away from like the fashion world and all of that, I was just getting more and more and more obsessed with the music world. And it just, yeah, and in the last year specifically has been a lot of growth with music. Yeah. And I've been able to just completely like
be
in that world.
You've done so many big events, haven't you?
Now I think, yeah, I'm getting there with it. And yeah. But it is mental. Like, when I think about it, I think how have I got here and how am I still like on this trajectory to like be a really like successful DJ? It's like I pinch myself. Like,
because we went to an event together and you said that you had some residencies as well.
Yeah.
So how did they come about? Like,
connections, like meeting people, speaking to people, being good at what you do. I got my first residency at Sushi Samba in London, which was such a good laugh. Like, I did that once a month and just took over the whole of Sushi Samba and threw massive parties. It was like having a house party every month for Sushi Samba.
You didn't have to clean up.
I didn't have to clean up. I didn't have to pay for it. I got paid to do it.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, this is sick. Like, and that opened a lot of doors for me because then people were like, oh, hang on a minute. She's actually making moves and she's running her own events and stuff like that. So that was a big statement. And then, yeah, more residencies started coming through.
Well, I guess if you're getting people through the doors, right?
Yeah.
And people want to come see you.
Exactly. And it's like, yeah, it's good. It's really good. I'm getting there now with events, and I've played some like sick, respected parties that have been like bucket list for me.
Do you think that being, because you still do a little bit of content creation, do you think that's like helped or hindered you in terms of being a professional DJ?
I think it depends what you do. You've got to be picky with, I had a conversation with an amazing person about 2 years ago, and she manages one of the biggest like names in the industry that we're in, you know, like TV or whatever. And she said to me, like, I want to be able to go into your Instagram and see that you're a DJ. I don't want to see you, you know,
as an influencer.
Like, I want to see you as a DJ, like be who you want to be, show who you want to be. If that makes any sense. So about 2 years ago, when I realized there was like, I just realized, I was like, fuck anything else. I want to do music forever. Like, this is where I belong. This is what makes me happy. So it was scary to close that door on content creating and shut that, because obviously, as you know, it's good income. And it is a risk. It's like being the next big DJ is like, oh, I want to be the next footballer. Like,
yeah.
It's such a dream job.
Competitive industry.
Competitive. Also, I'm a woman. Like, I didn't really have anyone in my head that, like, has done it from reality TV or done it from my past. So I thought, am I just literally DeLulu?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, sometimes it's helpful,
can
right?
Can I do this? Like, can I actually do it? But I took it seriously and I thought, fuck it. If I fail, I fail. Like, I'm going to reach for the stars and try. So then I just stepped away from content creating. So instead of doing as much content creating, I was very selective with what I did. So I did my JD campaigns for the football, Arsenal I did. And I just, now I'm just very selective with who I work with and how it reflects me as an artist now, because
yeah,
I can be. So I think, yeah, it can hinder you. I think you've got to be a bit selective, you know?
The thing is with being like any person in the content creation industry is that you've got to work with brands that reflect your personal brand.
100%.
Like if you take any brand deal, you're not going to be able to build yourself a good reputation. And then like the dream brands that you have in your head aren't going to want to work with you because they can see that you would just take anything rather than like you really align with what they're trying to sell.
Yeah, you have to have goals in your head of what you want to achieve, you know, like where you want to go. And as soon as that was clear to me and like nothing was going to get in my way, it like if you showed me a like a cash check, like come work with this, and it wasn't on brand for me, it would be a big fat no, because yeah. You like and it's, and I appreciate it's not as easy to do that for some people, but honestly I would prefer to go and get a 9-to-5 and DJ along. If I wasn't making enough income doing my music,
yeah,
put me in a 9-to-5, put me doing something else, because I would never want to lose credibility as an artist.
That's quite a big thing to admit, because I think that there's always stigma around people that have done reality TV or like have done content creating going to get a 9-to-5.
I think there's absolutely no shame in it. I actually think there's more shame in being like, you know, this industry is all smoke and mirrors, we know that.
Yeah.
But like, I've got no issue with like being completely like, this is my life, this is who I am. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. Like when I see people that are in the industry that we both work in that are doing a lot, I know loads of DJs that Hannah Lang, for example, she's a massive DJ. She was a dentist, I think, or a...
Oh my God, what a big jump.
Yeah, she was doing like dentistry or something like that. And Paige Tomlinson's another one, you know, a massive female DJ. I think she was like a Sparky or like she was...
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, but I respect it so much. And I have been lucky and I have been blessed because I have come from, you know, TV, and I am very fortunate where I work with these amazing brands, and that gives me my income, and it's, you know, it's such a dream and it's amazing, it's fun. But I think there's absolutely no shame in having a normal job alongside pursuing your dream to do music. And I think no one should ever be ashamed of that.
I think we've spoken about it quite a few times, like off camera, just in passing, that there's been things in the press at the moment about how tough it can be to be a woman in the music industry.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time where female artists are really scared that if they speak out for being mistreated, then their music's not going to get put out.
Mm.
I mean, like as a female artist, like even if you've not experienced it yourself, does that not make it a little bit scary to kind of like go ahead first into this industry?
Yeah, it does. But I do honestly believe, I have faith in the music industry, an industry that we all love so much. Like I really do have faith that like it's changing. And speaking to like, you know, people that I work with, you know, Defected is a massive one for me. I work really closely with them and they're just so on board to make changes and make things better for women in the industry. Because I think we do get exploited and we do get, you know, people think they could take advantage of us or, you know, do this and I'll book you or do that. And it is like, it's sad and it's sleazy and it's like, it isn't great, but I do have faith that we are moving like in a positive direction. Do you know what I mean? It's like, as long as we've all got to sort of stick together and communicate and vocalize for change, that's how you make change. Do you know what I mean?
I guess it must be really annoying as well when you...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I mean, have you ever heard of someone say like, oh, she's only got that gig because she's pretty, or like she must have done something? Because I see lots more female, like a lot more female DJs coming about, but like I see the negative side of it.
Yeah, there is. Like it is hard because I think female DJs get judged with their eyes.
Yeah.
Male DJs maybe get judged with their ears. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, if there's a sexy female DJ behind the decks in a bikini, it's like, oh, like she's probably using the sync button, like she ain't mixing. And it's like, why does that take away credibility for you? Like it shouldn't. Like we can be sexy and be sick at DJing. Like, trust me, we do it a lot.
Trust me, she does it.
You know what I mean? but it's like, yeah, I definitely think that. But I think that in every industry, I think women are just, I'm sure you experience it yourself. Like, you know, when you're going to all the amazing politic things that I have no idea about, people probably look at you and think, she ain't got a clue. It's like Legally Blonde, isn't it? But behind,
literally,
we can be as technically good. We will prove it. We will continue to prove it. You know, there's so many amazing, talented female DJs out there at the moment. I'm proud to be a part of the industry and I'm proud to have friends and females in the industry. And I don't think it's got a fucking, like, any connection with the way you look like. I think you can be sexy and sick.
Because I was going to say, do you lean into it or not? Like,
I think, don't get me wrong, like, there's people out there that probably play on the fact that they're sexy and get use that as a bit of a, but you know, I ain't involved. Like,
you do quite a lot of like female audience, I
dress how I've always dressed. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wear what I've always worn. Like, of course I want to look nice when I'm DJing. Like, I'm going out. I've got cameras on me. I want to look fit, obviously. So yeah.
It's because it makes you feel good about yourself. It
makes me feel good about myself. But like, I wouldn't do that or like do favors. But yeah, don't get me wrong. Like when I first started DJing, there did used to be comments, but I think it's probably as well where I have come from reality TV. Yeah. And to be taken seriously as a DJ, I appreciate, isn't maybe the easiest thing, but yeah. For me and my team now, we're just focusing on like proving how technically good, like hopefully I am.
Yeah.
And how to get respect in the industry. I've got my releases coming out and I've worked really, really hard, you know? So it's like, that's how I guess you get a bit more credibility, by proving that you're technically good, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, but you do have is it your first single coming out?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Like fucking scared.
Like, why?
I'm really excited. I feel like the time is, I've been waiting for it. Like now is the right time, but it is so scary.
I can imagine.
It's like showing people your soul.
Is that how you think it is?
Yeah. Cause your heart and soul goes into something and it's like, everyone's going to judge it. And I'm so excited because I really believe in it. And if I'm telling the God's honest truth, I really don't give a shit if people don't like it because I love it.
Well, that's all that matters,
right?
We
love it. And the best art that is created is the art that the artist makes for themselves. Like, I truly believe that. Like,
but you wouldn't put it out there if you didn't think it was good enough to be put out there.
Exactly. But it's scary. It is scary.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because it's the same when you press post on like Instagram, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Well, like, not quite, but...
But yeah. I mean, I've got the best team like around me and it's coming out on like the most dream record label I could ever imagine. So I'm like so excited for the backing from that, because that's giving me confidence, because I'm like, I'm not releasing it as such as an independent artist. It's signed. So
yeah, I mean, now you have like your dream signing and like you've got your first single coming out, what advice would you give to other young women that are like aspiring DJs, or like what advice would you tell your younger self when you first started out and you thought maybe it's not going to work out?
Do it for the right reasons, I'd say. Like, do it because you want to do it. Create the art for yourself. As I've just said, like, the best art is the art that the artist makes for themselves. So I'd just say, create what you love, and don't compare yourself. Don't like think, oh, I need to be like that person, or listen to other people's sounds. Like, when I first started producing, you know, you go into the session with loads of different references. Like, these are my references for the chords, these are my references for the vocalist, like, you know. But as soon as you figure out what you want your sound to be as an artist, that's what makes you unique. There's only one you, you know, there's only one you that can create that sound. That's the most amazing thing about the art that we do. So I'd just say, like, figure out what that is, figure out who you are, because like, that is what will, it sounds really cheesy, but
I think it's the same with any industry though, right?
Just literally figure out who you are, and don't be afraid to show it, because people will either get it or they won't. And if they don't get it right now, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I get what you mean. I think it's the same with any industry, specifically creative industries, because at the end of the day, you want the original, not the fake.
Yeah.
So you would you always want what's the original, like, classic thing out there, rather than like, if you could buy the original, why would you want the fake?
Yeah, and a lot of artists as well, like, they don't get recognition for years. Like, some people graft and grind for years. Like, you know, Max and Luke Dean are a good example now. Like, they are flying. They've just released, like, You in the Lobby, you know that tune? Yeah. Killers. There's so many banging tunes, and they're getting a lot of recognition. They're young cousins from Essex, but like, they've been grinding and producing for years. Like, I don't know too much about them myself, but, like, you know, what I mean by that is, there's a lot of artists out there that will grind and graft for years, and then they'll just get that recognition that they deserve. So don't get disheartened. Don't, like, follow what's hot in the industry right now. Like, just do you. Like, do you. Yeah. And, like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's a massive rise at the moment, isn't there, in, like, mixes, because there is two DJs, isn't there, that mix loads of songs, and they become viral on Instagram for, like, reels and on TikToks.
Yeah, you're talking about, I don't know where they're from. They're like Spanishy. I don't know how to pronounce the name. I know it's like, they did the Toxic Pony remix. Yeah.
Like, because there's a massive rise in that, isn't there?
Yeah, I feel like even that though is redundant now.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Because it's done, or?
It's very quick. Like, I feel like that was good maybe 3 years ago, 2 years ago. I'd say everyone was doing the TikTok mixes. But now,
because that's how they started it 3 years ago, didn't they? And now they're doing their own shows.
And I think social media is a massive part. And it is hard as well being an artist, because you're like, not only have you got to go and smash your set and prepare for your set and play on release tunes and play your own tunes and perform and look good while doing it, you've also got to document it all on social media, and you've got to connect with everyone there, and you've got to post at the right times, and you've got to not do too much, so you're not like, there's so much that goes into it, and it's hard to keep up.
It's why it's a good thing you've got loads of influencer friends that take all your content for you. Like, it's one less thing you have to worry about.
Seriously, you and your massive light. Oh my god,
that thing that I carry is like a big old brick. But you know, everyone takes a piss out of it, but the moment it comes out, they're like, oh my god, yeah, I love it,
unbelievable.
I'm kind of gutted that I didn't bring it with me for tonight.
Oh, did you not? I've got my mini one.
Oh, that's all right, she saves the day.
Look at me.
But I hate talking to women about their relationships, because it's not the be all and end all of their life. Like,
it's a big,
you know,
it's a big part of it.
It
like,
is.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, especially when you're creative, I guess it has some sort of influence in what you produce, right? Because it's depend with music and fashion, it depends on how you feel at the time as to what you're creating.
It's reflective.
Yeah. But like, I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to have a relationship in the public eye.
I don't feel like I have had a really, really public relationship, to be honest. I felt like my last relationship was quite public, but I the hardest part of it is, I think, to be honest, is like, your relationship is so influential on how you are. And it, when you have got like a busy, stressful life, it can be so detrimental. Like there's that bar, I think Dave said it, and it's like, how do you not want your girlfriend to win? Like so many girls are dating their biggest haters.
Yeah.
And it's like so true. It's so true. And it's like sad. Like I now will never be with anyone that doesn't clap when I win. And there's so many secret haters. It's mental. Yeah. It's mental. And it's, I get it. It's hard to be with, you know, who the hell wants to date a DJ? Seriously.
Only because of the stereotypes though, that you're out all the time, you're out at these parties, you don't know who they're with.
I wouldn't want to.
Really?
No. Absolutely not. I would never date a DJ. But like, you know, I'm a certified lover girl. Like I love May. I'm a proper softie.
When she's like in, it's full in. I literally like,
you
literally turned around to me and I was like, wow, okay. It's literally been like a couple of weeks, but I mean, whatever makes you happy,
like,
right?
I'm a proper lover. I love love, like a proper love. I hate being like, I like being on my own. I like my single time.
Yeah.
But I love being in love. Like,
oh, that's really nice.
It is nice. Like, I love that. Like, I love it. And I think that's why, for me personally, it's detrimental when you're with the wrong person. Because, like, when I love, like, wholeheartedly and deeply. And, like, I'm not perfect, you know what I mean? But, like, I just want to have a nice time and respect and love someone and be loved and respected back.
Yeah.
And when that doesn't happen and you are a little bit in the public eye or, you know, and you've got loads of influences and you've got a bit of a hater, it's fucking hard.
It also doesn't give you the confidence to put your own stuff out.
No. Yeah. Oh my God. I had loads of situations like when I just first started to DJ and he would even say things like, you know, oh, you've only got that because they want to you, or you know, like I shouldn't say,
oh, it's fine,
like
but to say that to your partner,
it's just it's detrimental to your confidence. It's hard. Like now, you know, being with someone when they're just your biggest supporter, your biggest fan, it is amazing because it's like, just, I mean, you're probably,
well, you want to be able to take them to events to watch you DJ and you want them to be like in the crowd happy. You don't want to think like when you're behind the decks thinking like, oh my God, is he going to be hating on me while I'm doing this?
Yeah. Like it is hard because, you know, you've got to have, that's why it goes into friends and my team, like around me. Like I want my friends, like I've got such a small circle, but like they would, like ride or die, do you know what I mean? Like I would literally say I've killed someone, they'd go, where are we hiding the body? Like they've gone.
She's not done that, just to clarify, but she legally implicates herself. Like
extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Maybe I shouldn't say that. I could.
But I get it though.
I could ring my mates and tell them anything, and they'd go, "Cool, like we're sorting this out." Like,
yeah, like don't worry, it's fine.
Yeah, but like, I could tell them anything and everything, and I know they're like family to me.
Yeah.
Like if I have an inch of like, you know, the green eyed monster, or like, or just like a bit of a hatey comment, like, you know, I saw something on TikTok the other day, and this girl was like, do you know what I find really weird? And I was watching it. She was like, you know that friend that like doesn't want to take pictures of you? And it's like,
I hate that friend.
Like, but that ain't a friend.
No.
Like, I'm taking pictures of you. I've done 100 pictures. Yeah, get it, girl.
Like, let me know if you like the angles. I'll take more.
Do you know what
fine.
I mean? Like, and then I'll pass the phone over to you. Can you do one of me? And she takes one and it's wonky. I go, I don't really like that. Oh, can you hurry up?
Yeah, we don't like that. I was like, it was, I was watching, I
weird
saw a reel.
Behavior.
Yeah, I saw a reel on Instagram and actually it was somebody saying that, you know, if bad things happen to you, okay, some things are out of your control,
mm-hmm.
but you have to take accountability for certain things. Like if your customer doesn't pay their invoice on time, you chose that customer.
Yeah.
Like you chose the friends around you, mm. you chose that partner. Like it mm. might, at the time, especially when you're younger, you think like everything, like, you know, it's fine or it's not that bad.
Mm.
When you get older, you're like, actually, yeah, you have to take accountability for the people that are around you and how they influence and impact
absolutely.
Your life.
My mum's always said, well, it was actually my mum's best friend's mum has always said, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
Yeah,
and
it's very true.
Like, it is so true. Like, you are the company you keep. You are your people around you. And it's so important to have good people and good energy around you. Because as an empathic person, I'm like a sponge of energy. Like,
yeah.
put me around someone that's a bit of a downer and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so deflated.
That's why girls judge the boys' friends.
Yeah.
When you're dating someone, that's why I'll judge your friends.
Is it? I've never thought to do that.
Yeah, because like if your friends are all bad influences, all your friends are bad influences, what are you doing behind my back?
Yeah, it's not one of them things, isn't it? Like when it's like, oh, my boyfriend just got back from Ibiza and all of his mates cheated, but he didn't. Come on, love.
Yeah, but he's okay with it at the time.
Yeah, it's like.
And that's just as bad.
No, it is. It is. If you've got like, my girls don't move like that.
No. And I would tell them
my girls do not move like that. Like, no.
I know you're not doing that.
Yes.
I've literally carried a girl out of a venue before. I'm like, you're not doing that. Let's go.
Was it me?
No, it wasn't you. Do you know what's even funny? You're so much taller than me that I'd be like dragging your legs across the floor.
You'd just be like this.
I probably would. But if anyone sees me doing that, no, she wouldn't do that. You're a lover girl, so it's fine.
Oh, thanks. But no, it's true. It's you are the company you keep.
Yeah.
And it's like when you, I'd say to any young women, like having issues with friends and like groups and girls groups, like, I had loads of mates when I was at school. Like,
oh, you do?
Girl groups. We were like a solid, there was like six of us and we were just like the solid group at school.
You're going to move to uni together.
Oh my God, we're going to be best friends forever.
Yeah, we're going to be at each other's weddings.
Yeah, all my bridesmaids.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
I don't speak to none of them. None of them.
I don't either.
And I wish them well. And I like, you know, I see a picture of them with their new boyfriend on Facebook. I thought, oh, that's lovely. But like, you grow out of people and you like, that's okay. Like, and some of my girls are mates with their mates from school. Like,
it's nice when it works out for people.
Yeah. But I think when you've been on a bit of a different path and an unusual journey, it is hard to find genuine, genuine friends and genuine people that are genuinely happy for you. And you know, I'm lucky enough to have that. Like my best friend in the world, I'm godmother to her son that she's just had. And you know, she lives in Liverpool, but she is like my sister. Like she just claps when I win and I clap when she wins, but we have completely different lives. Like she's at home, you know, looking after my godson and cleaning his nappy. And I'm getting in from a club at 6 o'clock in the morning and we're FaceTiming, you know, she's just woken up and I'm not even gone to sleep yet.
Yeah.
But we just love each other and support each other so much. Like we are each other's rock.
I like those friendships though. I had a FaceTime with my best friends. One of them was looking after our newborn. One of them was in bed with her boyfriend and I was out. And they were like, wow, we're all so different.
I know who I'd like to be.
Yeah, I was like, I looked at both of them and went, oh, that's nice.
Nice. I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, no, thank you. I won't be there for a while.
Yeah.
But, do you know what? I've loved having you on.
Oh.
And we're going to go get drunk later. But before we get drunk.
Yes, I'm excited for this.
I've finished dry January now. Like I haven't had a drink since Christmas Eve. So
will I be dragging you out of the club later
probably,
then?
Yeah,
cool.
Just put me in an Uber. But it's fine. I always ask my guests the same final question.
Yeah.
So if you could give your younger self a piece of advice based on your life and career journey, what would it be?
Wow. That is a really good question. I think trust the timing in your life.
Yeah.
And everything that happens to you is just a directional movement. So at times when you're like absolutely heartbroken, you feel like you've been hit by a bus, like horrendous, you know, it is just a directional change. You know, any times you feel down, low, like not yourself, you just need to change your shit and trust your intuition, trust how it's making you feel. Like, look at what's shit in your life. And yeah. you'll figure it out really quickly, you know? So if I was to say to like little Sean, like I'd just be like, it's gonna be fine, like, and everything's gonna be all right. Maybe don't take the hard road all the time. Listen to your intuition a little bit better, because yeah. it would save you a lot of tears and hard work. But yeah, just I'd say, yeah, listen to your gut and your intuition. It's the most powerful thing we've got.
Yeah, and it's never wrong.
Never wrong.
Or listen to your mum.
Sometimes, I read something the other day and it was like, yeah, my mum. Sometimes I read something the other day and it said like, the universe be like, girl, do I really have to remind you again?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And I watched it and it humbled me.
Yeah, I feel humbled by
and
that.
I thought, shit.
Whoops.
Yeah, because it's like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to show this girl another lesson to why this isn't a good thing for her.
Yeah, I know. I read it shown like three times before I realised that I've made a mistake.
But then sometimes it's like, you know, you need to learn a few times and you need to, yeah, like just trust the time in your life. The stars will align, everything will figure itself out, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a really good response, and like I agree with that. And now I can't wait. I need to get ready.
Let's have a prosecco.
I need a prosecco. It's weird. Like, I was like, oh yeah, maybe I'll. I literally said, maybe I'll go sober full time.
Oh, I tried to do that for November. It was hard because I love tequila so much.
I love tequila too.
Tequila's yeah, I love it.
Like, so yeah, and I did the last Valentine's Day sober. So
oh
yeah, no, not today.
Well, thanks for having me anyway. It's been really nice talking to you.
And we'll plug, like, I think when this comes out, we might have a link to your new single so we can plug it.
Yes.
You'll have to send it to me when it comes out.
I'd love to. Yeah, maybe I'll play it while we're getting ready tonight.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear it. Mm. I get sneak previews. It's the best part about doing a podcast.
There we go.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.